few themes in Happiness as a Problem: idealism and disillusionment, and the struggle of young people trying to pursue their dreams in the city, and the consequences of what happens when they actually do achieve some of those goals through a certain amount of compromise. And then there is also the theme of happiness itself. It's commonly thought that that's ultimately what people want out of life, that if people say that they're looking for spiritual fulfillment or a career or a family or any number of other things that people say they want, that they want that because they think it'll make them happy. So in the hypothetical scenario of this opera, we're looking at what would happiness in a pure form, how that would be, and if that would actually be desirable.
How did the interview go?
Complete shit bag, like absolute complete shit. Like, clearly I didn't get the job.
How come?
I don't know, those people were weird. They're like, we basically want someone thinking about butts and jeans, who can talk to people about how their ass is looking jeans.
That's borderline sexual harassment.
Totally, I'm like, look, I'm a sculptor.
Quit my job!
because I don't have a doctorate. They treat me like a dog. I was hungry, you know how I get when I'm a bit lazy.
Are you guys insane?
anybody?
Doesn't
how could anybody
like a
say no?
It's not gonna give you a hangover.
Wait a second, how can you be so sure?
You just know
so
me.
Not only are you happy as a slug in beer, but now you have psychic powers. Can you also bend spoons?
Well, I have been to be psychic before, only a little bit minor power. But I just don't feel the way you feel when you're getting wasted.
Exactly, because this is a natural biochemical
reaction. By the way,
I don't know, we'll see.
And the experimental lifted science is actually pretty awesome.
All this progress in the past 5,000 years,
we
totally
owe
to
really
science.
Don't want to know
what
I'm missing.
So you choose ignorance over enlightenment.
Yeah, well, I also don't really feel like enlightening myself about smoking crack.
But this isn't, it's not like crack. I mean, what drugs do is they exploit the highest functions of your brain. But this essence,
you mean the slug
this
mucus?
This essence utilizes the neural pathways that are already there and do not process. But this, let's just call it a happiness reaction.
Okay, now assuming that you guys don't like wake up with a hangover or with
two brain cells turned into slugs, yeah.
So how do we turn this into money?
I think Maureen will agree once people have tried it. It sells itself.
Yeah, but how are you going to get people to swallow concentrated slug mucus?
Listen, you guys, I'm not really good at this part of things. I'm kind of a nerd. I mean, I need you guys. You're creative minds.
Right, I got camp in the academy, and Maureen here can't even get a job selling jeans. So you know we're a great marketing team.
Yeah, I know you guys have it in you, both of you, to mastermind the national advertising campaign.
Okay, think about the slug for a second. Okay, let's start with what it isn't. It's not big, it's not spiky.
Yeah, great, a slug is not a cactus.
Whatever, alright. Okay, so it's actually kind of a cute shape, like it's chum, it wiggles around it. It explores
it's
things.
Curious, people it's a trampoline. Especially small wiggly things.
So what you're saying is that the slug is like the new puppy.
Exactly like a baby animal, like an unborn friendly
so
mess.
Like a fetal slug puppy.
Maybe not so much, but I think if we can cutify the slug, we can totally
and
make
this is the kind
work.
Of visionary thinking that I was hoping to get from you guys.
But exactly how are you going to sell this? Like, are you thinking spam? Like a hello friend, do you wish to increase the size of your happiness?
No, that's sleazy.
Or tell a marketing skywriting
well, we
ads in the
back
of the
much darn up capital.
Your zero.
Well, can we go get free time on public access cable?
Yes, I think I have an idea.
Yeah, or a product will come across as very like a legitimate when it's being hawked on public access TV.
Does this sound like you? Do you wake up blue and undone? Sadness and sorrow. Unwilling to face another day of your tragic life. You've tried to be happy. Prozac's a lost passive. Hypnosis, religion. St. John's wort, the talking cure. You've tried.
Russia will convince the masses. Considering how stupid most people are. But okay, tell me this. How is this any different from antidepressants?
Simple antidepressants make you not happy. But the essence, euphorescence, makes you happy.
Great semantic hair-splitting Protagoras. But you know this still sort of bothers me. It just seems wrong somehow to a pedal happiness.
But it works, it makes people happy.
I mean, especially if it works, it this could totally be like the new opiate of the masses. Like it could be exploited by the...
That's just where you're wrong, it can't be exploited. Happiness is available to everybody because it's just a chemical reaction in the brain.
That can't be all it is.
It's not something that some people have and some people don't have.
But when I'm happy, I don't think, must be the chemicals acting up in my brain.
Of course you don't think that, but that doesn't
and
mean
also
it isn't happening.
Happy often seems to all coincidentally relate to events in my life. Like today getting fired from my job, not too happy. I can't really remember the last time I was happy, so I can't give a counterexample, but
in short, I can't fall. Happiness shouldn't just be the absence of something good.
Okay, just imagine this scenario. Let's say there's this, a hypothetical person born into like a tiny jail cell, like a 5x5 windowless cell. She's a shackled at the wrists and ankles and
I would say that your hypothetical example is neither typical nor predictive, but go on.
So one day she's intravenously injected with all your essence and she's happy for the first time ever. However, she's still in a jail cell, nothing
well,
has changed.
Well, it's certainly a very poetic image, but I'm not quite sure what it has to do with the matter at hand.
So you're saying
I mean, this is not Plato's cave. No, what I'm saying is that this essence could be making people superficially happy. Just be an illusion of happiness, not the genuine article.
What would be the difference between the illusion of happiness and so-called real happiness? Riddle me that!
Oh, you guys see, I'm the cynical one. I don't know, you guys. Kind of sketchy. I'm not convinced.
Just think of it.
Try thinking it through.
Everything we could want.
And some things we don't.
This could change the world.
I doubt it.
Emily, please.
We just don't know what could happen. This could make people sick. This could be bad. Get ugly.
Just have a little faith.
Faith in Murphy's Law.
Everything is true.
Or chilling.
Just trust us.
What about side effects? This is just not natural. Logs, it's log juice.
Enemy, this is natural. It's science.
And you're a mad scientist.
She is often mistaken for mad.
That's what I'm afraid of.
just about money.
Are you kidding me? We were in this for the money since the very beginning.
This was about making people happy and
I'm quite happy with this power suit and glass of shine.
Meanwhile, people in the third world are starving to death and the sign of these poor people is going extinct and dead.
the two of us doing the work of three people.
Maybe you wouldn't be finding if you were taking euphorescence.
If we were on euphorescence, we wouldn't even be able to run this business.
Yeah, and we don't do counterfactual history.
And your euphorescence supply will be gone.
Yeah, we're taking it away.
I'm beginning to feel like Micah, like this is an intervention.
Emily, listen, we can do this the hard way, like we can send you to rehab.
If I went to rehab, just think about what that would do for sales. You know, like once the Daily News got a hold of it, I mean sales in Des Moines would go down.
Wait, now we've got to keep you in good working order.
So then I've just got to keep taking this stuff since I can't go to rehab.
I mean, if our friendship means anything to you.
Not only that, but like the continued operation of this, like, quote-unquote company.
So basically what you're saying is,
is
that we're at a fork in the road, and like one direction is that I stop picking euphorescence, and that the other direction is I keep picking it, but that somehow that's likely to cause a collapse of our company, and then that means that I won't be able to take it either.
You got it.
So both paths lead
to
the same place.
You
no euphorescence
in the
population.
TV waiting for us to go bankrupt.
Because I mean, I was feeling great up until a couple of minutes ago, and now that it's wearing off, I'm feeling crappy.
Yeah, that's good, and you're starting to act like your neurotic, paranoid, and obnoxious old self again.
I'll take that as a compliment.
We should go living a lie. Meanwhile, our whole business is going down like as fast as the slugs can, like, mutate.
It's only Maureen who thinks that the profits aren't good enough. I mean, this is why we have to have public financing of scientific institutions.
You know, I wouldn't even have this problem if you hadn't fucking invented this bullshit.
Me, what the fuck, you guys? Like, there was no reason for me to involve both of you to share my discovery with you guys.
Except for the fact that without my business acumen, this would all still be one of your crazy high school science fair acid flashbacks.
You know what, if I hadn't listened to you, Maureen, and if we hadn't turned this into a business, then, like, maybe we could have actually used this for the common good.
Wait, you speak now as if you had noble intentions, but you weren't even really willing to think about the potential ramifications.
Au contraire, I thought everything
like
through.
Like how it would just unmask the real social evils in the world, instead of confronting other serious problems of society, people would just be doped up with your euphorescence like a brain.
Aldous Huxley, notwithstanding, I really resent the fact that both of you seem to be putting all the blame
on
me.
Well, we didn't want to do any of this.
This was our passion, and you don't understand how tragic it is for me to see this and be such a bug.
That's the trouble with being a prodigy. When do you get old?
something. Maybe that's what the problem is.
You're just trying to shift the blame, typical.
But just think about it. If sales are up in Des Moines, then
that just proves the demographic that the marketing has been appealing to.
Whereas it has not been appealing to us.
Yeah, it's like last year's drop.
You know, it's almost as if like a morbid melancholy is. It's like chic now.
Interesting, interesting. I wonder what we can do with this. I mean, this is okay. Let's not see this as a failure. Let's see this as an opportunity.
You know, arguing about this shit makes it feel like we're actually friends again.
All right, so okay, getting back to brass tacks. New avenues, new strategies, new markets. I mean, are we talking a new ad campaign?
How about viral marketing? We're like a people on the internet create their own advertisements for.
Yeah, but like whatever, I don't want to rely on people on the internet. Those people are the worst people around.
I think we've got to go back to basics with advertising.
We should go back to how we started. We should go back to ads on public access.
We make some killer ads when you put on that smart costume, Emily, with all that Vaseline on you, making you all slimy like that was seriously good.
You thought it was good, but you weren't the one with Vaseline all over your body.
Yeah, but come on, how many dates did you get afterwards?
Yeah, but they were all kind of weird,
oh,
though.
Oh, remember that one dude, the one with
another
the whiskers?
Another thing we learned
but
from you, for instance, I didn't even know that fetish
that
like existed.
I don't want to go backwards to relive the Vaseline
blood. But what else can we do?
You know, maybe sponsoring like some underground parties, you know, and spike the drugs with euphorescence.
That's thinking way outside the box.
You know, let's think about if we were selling pure placebo. If we advertise it well, the shit would sell.
Because we've got the opposite of that. We've got
okay.
An excellent working product.
How about we discontinue?
We change the name
and start selling new and improved euphorescence.
Euphorescence!
It'll be exactly the same, but new bottle,
new
name.
Flavors, new colors.
Totally rebranded.
Euphorescence, it's all new.
Except for
essence of our problem is that it has no solution. When we think of this in the context of what we were talking about before, with sales rising in the morning,
falling everywhere else relevant,
what it comes down to is that any commodity that is rare will be valuable. Happiness when it is a fleeting, always beyond the horizon kind of thing. Then people wanted it. When did you know? In a bottle for $1.99.
That's not all. I mean, that's not a scientific problem, though.
You know, it's like happiness is boring when it's easy. It's like if everyone can have it, no one wants
that's
it.
That's just a problem with humanity.
But it is a problem.
So how are we? Are you saying we should make euphorescence really difficult to get? Like, should it be like back in Soviet Russia where
this
people
is
had to spend
I
more
think it should be
so big
we should just put it off the market entirely.
But what about euphorescence?
I'm kind of thinking no euphorescence.
There's money in that.
Before we pull it off the market, we leak it to the press.
We leak what to the press?
Or even before leaking it to the press, we kind of leak it to our underground agents.
No, you mean our street teams?
Yeah, we get the word out that it's going to get pulled off the market in, say, 4 months.
Hold on a sec!
People are going to start stocking up on it.
Sales are going to skyrocket.
People will stock the fuck up on it. Shit will be, you know.
You are thinking quickly now, girl.
So for about 4 months, you know, we'll boost production.
Yeah.
We'll sell everything we have in stock, and then that's it. We'll cut the fucking cord. We're out.
Well, the parachute.
We buy ourselves a fucking boat, you know.
A boat, an island.
Yeah, we get a fucking island.
An island and a boat, come on.
Yay! Okay. Good afternoon.